Special Rapporteur for the report. Namibia agrees that access to resources for civil society organizations is necessary for the exercise of the right to freedom of assembly and association. CSOs have been strong partners in delivering on Namibia's international human rights obligations. Namibia therefore continues to engage with CSOs in the enactment of policies and legislation for the promotion and protection of human rights for all Namibians. Mr. President, on the regulation of access to resources, Namibia does not have targeted legislation beyond the anti-money laundering and financing of terrorism regulatory framework. CSOs in Namibia heavily depend on international funding, and the 2021 Civil Society Sustainability Index reported weaker financial viability for CSOs in Namibia due to the COVID-19 pandemic and the resulting diversion of international funding streams. Mr. Vule, could you elaborate on how states can strike an appropriate balance between access to foreign funding for CSOs while preventing external interference or infringement on state sovereignty? I thank you, Mr. President.